Open your Bibles, please, to the book of John, the 14th chapter, page 1136 in your Scofield Bible. Beginning with the 23rd verse, we'll read through verse 27. John chapter 14, verses 23 through 27, page 1136. We'll read these verses responsively. The text verse is the 27th verse. May we stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Let's read together the text verse, please. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And let's pray. And Father, we're an accumulation this morning of troubled hearts. And of course, you have something for us today in the message. We pray that you'd certainly make our minds and hearts receptive to the preaching of the word and make us obedient to the doing of it. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
I want to talk to you this morning on the subject, the idolatry of friendship. The idolatry of friendship. I believe what I'm going to talk to you about this morning is the most difficult thing in the Christian life to do. I also believe that what I'm going to talk to you about this morning is the one single most important truth concerning happiness. I see folks, are you too cool over here? Is anybody too cool? I was afraid you were. Brother Andy, you better knock it 48, 48, and 1. I was afraid that extra one over here on this side might be a little too much, and I'm sorry. So let me plead with you this morning for your sake to listen carefully to what I'm going to say. I'm going to talk to you about what is the most difficult thing to do in the Christian life. Everybody looking right this way now, and let me have a shot to help you. I really want to help you, and I honestly, with all of my soul, believe I can help you this morning. Let me ask you a question. Do you have trouble with depression? Let me ask you a question. Do you have trouble getting along with people? Do you have trouble getting blue, discouraged? Get disillusioned with people, with life? I believe I'm going to tell you why this morning. The idolatry of friendship. We're making idols out of people. Father, bless our message this morning. I do want to help. You know I do. Please give me a chance to help these people. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody put your pencils and pens down now. Look right this way. Sailors, you guys look right this way now. Everybody, let me have a shot at you if I can help you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to try to help you if I can. The famous Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your need. Didn't say needs, need, one big package, every need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, wait a minute. He didn't say he'd supply all your need according to his riches in glory by your mother, but by Christ Jesus. He did not say he'd supply all your need by his riches in glory by your friends. My God shall supply all your need. Now then, I'm asking a question. Who supplies all your need? Tell me. Tell me. Tell me. Everybody. God. God's business to supply all your need according to His riches and glory. Now, most, if not all, of our unhappiness is a result of trying to meet our needs through human relationships. Somebody says, my wife is not meeting my needs. She can't. She never will. It's not her business. It's God's business to supply all your need according to the riches and glory of Christ Jesus. You're making an idol out of your wife. My husband doesn't spend enough time with me. He doesn't supply my need. He's not supposed to. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. When other human beings fail to meet our needs, we become frustrated and unhappy. Let me make those two statements again. I want the staters to look right this way. Fellow, put your pen down. Look right this way. I'm too tired of asking. I want you to look right this way. I got something to tell you, and I'm going to help you, but I can't help you if you got your mind a thousand ways off. Most, if not all, of our unhappiness is a result of trying to meet our needs through human relationships. I said number two, when other human beings fail to meet our needs, we become frustrated and unhappy. Somebody asked me the other day, and this is sort of the origin of this message. Brother Hiles, how do you roll with the punches like you do? You seem to roll with the punches and come up smiling. How do you do it? I do it because I know who supplies my need. My God should supply all of my need. And if I depend on you to supply my need, you're taking the place of God, then you become my idol. Our problems are our dependence upon human beings to supply our needs. Illustration. A husband comes home from work. He's tired. He's short-tempered. He wants to be cheered. He's depending upon his wife to lift his spirits. Now, fellas, listen to me. Your wife does not deserve to have to bear that big a burden. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus is the one who's supposed to cheer you. And what happens is you become angry with your wife. You're depending on her to cheer you. You ought to come home happy. You shouldn't have to come home be made happy. You ought to come home happy. Your business ought not to be to be cheered, but to cheer. What you're doing is, I wish I could reach out and grab you and shake you and get you to listen to what I'm saying this morning and believe it and practice it. What you're doing is you're placing your joy in the hands of somebody else. When Jesus said, my peace give I unto you, it's His job to give you peace. It's His job to give you joy. It's His job to supply your need. Illustration. A wife feels down and lonely and waits for her husband to come home in the evening to lift her spirits. He comes home, and he's short-tempered and needs to be cheered, and she's down and needs to have her spirits lifted. What is she doing? She is depending on a human relationship for her happiness. Now, don't misunderstand me. I enjoy what people do for me. I enjoy every Reese peanut butter cup that's under my door. If you don't believe it, you just look at me real, real carefully this morning. But I enjoy it. I enjoy every little note that a child writes me. But that determines the degree of my happiness and not the presence of my happiness. I'm sorry to say this, but you can't make me sad. And you can't make me happy. You see, what we do is this. We, now please follow me, we do not relate ourselves properly with God. And then we expect human relationships and others to give to us what we do not have because we did not accept it from God. And then we give them a responsibility that's unfair to give them because we're asking them to be God. My God shall supply all your need. Not your husband shall supply all your need. Not your wife shall supply all your need. Not your friend shall supply all your need. All means there's none left. It is God's job to cheer me. It is God's job to give me peace. It is God's job to give me joy. It is God's job to make me happy. And for me to refuse His peace and His joy and then to expect to get it from you and you don't give it to me is a burden I'm placing on you that is entirely unfair. Now, folks, this is your problem. Does God give joy or does God not give joy? Does God give peace or does God not give peace? Does God, is God the author and the giver of happiness, or is God not the author and giver of happiness? So what we do not relate ourselves properly with our God and receive all the abundance of joy and blessing and thrill and delight and happiness He has for us. And then in turn, turn to our human relationship and blame them because we're sad. And blame them because we're down. Now, you're not down because your wife doesn't treat you right. You're down because you've not appropriated what God has for you. And you're not depressed because of the way your husband treats you. You're depressed because you have not gone to the only one who can lift depression, and that's Him. Now, you can blame, listen, you can blame your friends if you want to. You can blame your wife if you want to. You can blame your husband if you want to. But if my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory, then it is available for you if there is no human relationship. John had a pretty good time on the Isle of Patmos by himself. Moses had a pretty good time in the desert by himself. Paul had a pretty good time for 3 years in the Arabian deserts by himself. But don't you see what we do? We refuse to take what God gives to us and His offers to us and try to get it given to us by human beings who cannot give it to us and then blame the human being because they don't give it to us, and then we change human beings so the next human being can give it to us, but he can't give it to us any more than the other one did. We say, I'm depressed, make me happy. It's not our business to make you happy. It's God's business to make you happy. I'm down, lift me up. I'm blue, cure my blues. I'm in need, meet that need. Little lady said to me, a little lady said to me not long ago. But the truth is, it was a big lady, and it was yesterday. But a little lady said to me not long ago, she said, Pastor, I'm lonely, I want to get married. Now, getting married won't stop you from being lonely. It is not a husband's job to keep you from being lonely. It is God's job to keep you from being lonely. Now, listen, folks. The degree of your joy may be dependent, may be determined by human beings. But no living human being can create joy. And no human being can create peace. That is God's business. Now, kindness done to somebody can enhance the peace they have. The degree of happiness may be determined by the way you're treated. But the presence of happiness is only determined by God Himself. Illustration. I was preaching for a certain preacher not long ago, and he said this. He said, a certain deacon in my church is ruining my life. What he said. I said, you're crazy, man. You're crazy. You're depending on one deacon in that church for your happiness or sorrow. That's silly. I mean, you are putting that deacon in the place of God. I hate to say this, but I'll guarantee they don't make enough deacons to take my joy away. And they don't make enough deacons to make me happy. You sit for the house, don't you enjoy your deacon? Thank God for the deacons, and thank God for friends, and thank God for those loyal men who stayed with me through these years on the deacon board. But I'm going to tell you something. They don't give me my joy. My joy comes from up there. Now, if they treat me properly, that makes me more delighted and increases my happiness. Look, a little baby is born in your home. You can make that baby's life fuller, but you can't make that baby's life. God gives life. Now, you can take that little life that God gives, and you can make that little life richer, but you can't make life. God is life. God is joy. God is peace. God is happiness. Oh, I wish I could get you to believe what I'm talking about right now. Lift my spirits. He'll lift your spirits. That's His job. It's not fair for you to depend on somebody else to lift your spirits. That's God's business. Pastor said to me, I can preach away from home, but I can't preach to my people. Nobody could preach to them. I said, give me a shot. Yeah? I'm not preaching according to what way you respond. I'm preaching because I got something I want you to have. You got up right now and stuck your tongue out at me. It wouldn't affect me at all. In fact, I'm not going to let my joy depend on where your tongue is. I don't mean to be unkind to you, but I don't give a flip what you do with your tongue. But your tongue's not going to make me happy. If it's in, it won't make me happy. If it's out, it won't make me sad. I'm not going to let you have my joy. I hate to say that, but I'm not going to do it. I'll make you enhance my joy, but I won't give my joy to any human being. And you're crazy if you do. Because the human being is going to disappoint you. And someday the human being is going to need his needs supplied while you need your needs supplied. And you won't have your needs supplied because you're depending on that human being to supply your need. Why don't you depend on God to supply all you need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus? A college girl said to me just a few days ago, Howells Anderson college girl. She said, if my parents get a divorce, I am going to go out and go to the devil. You know what you're doing? You're making your parents your idols. I'll depend upon what my parents do to give me joy. If my parents can make me happy, my parents can make me sad. Well, blessed be God, I am not going to give to anybody made out of clay the key to my joy and my happiness. Paul's happy in prison. Forsaken. Forgotten. In prison. In jail. John Bunyan wrote Pilgrim's Progress after 12 years. Probably being 12 years in the Bedford jail. In prison. But that's what your trouble is. That's why you're blue. Some of you ladies, your whole night is wrecked if your husband is 10 minutes late from work. Don't you think that you could get your joy from God so your husband couldn't destroy it? Don't you think you'd get your joy from God so your wife couldn't destroy it? Well, nobody could live with her. Well, nobody's ever been able to live with any woman. It's not fair. It is not fair for you to put the responsibility of your happiness on the shoulders of some little gal that weighs 120 pounds or 240. Though she has bigger shoulders. But it is not fair. That's what's wrong with the whole wacky world. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. Not mine, Buster. No way. You can make my life richer, but you can't make my life rich. You can make my life happier, but you can't make my life happy. You can give me more joy, but you can't give me joy. You can give me more peace, but you can't give me peace. You can enhance my happiness, but you can't create my happiness. Why? That comes from Him. Husband said to me, my wife doesn't make me feel like a man. Look, Liz Taylor, Marilyn Monroe, Joan of Arc, and Mother Teresa couldn't make some of you guys feel like a man. That's a real quartet, isn't it? My wife just doesn't make me feel like a man. Well, bless your little pea-picking heart. Your masculinity is not determined by how your wife treats you. Oh, my soul! What a wacky bunch we are. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory. My God shall supply all your husband's need according to His riches and glory. My God shall supply all the wife's needs according to His riches and glory. My God shall supply all the college students' need according to His riches and glory. My God shall supply all the children's need according to His riches and glory. God is the great need supplier. Wife said to me, He just doesn't know how to make me happy. So what she'll do is trade him in for another one who won't know how to make her happy. And trade him in for another who won't know how to make her happy. And trade in for another who won't know how to make her happy, because nobody knows how to make you happy. Now somebody can increase your happiness, but God is the great origin of happiness. God is the great origin of peace. And I'm 61 years of age. I've been living, preaching for 42 of those years and pastoring for 40 of those years. And I've got more enemies today than everybody, all the rest of the people in this house put together. But I refuse to place my joy in the hands of my enemies. They won't make me happy. They won't make me sad. They won't make me joyous. They won't make me glad. They won't make me up. They won't make me down. Why? I've got an upper. That's why. Prophet Isaiah said, His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. One day I was tracing those words and I came across the term Prince of Peace, and I found out what that means. It means tranquilizer. Yeah, tranquilizer. Jesus is the great tranquilizer. I want to make five statements. Somewhat in review. Number one, no human being in this world can create happiness for you. None. Number two, we have convinced ourselves that we have a right to happiness and that others are to create it for us. Number three, then we blame them when we fail to get happiness. Listen, it's sort of like a fella, here's a whole well of good, clean water right here. And he refuses to dip in that well and get the water and turns over and blames the guy behind him because he's thirsty. The reason, hear me, the reason you're not happy is not because of any human relationship. The reason you're not happy is because of an improper relationship with your God.
Well, we don't have any communication with each other.
Your problem is not a lack of communication with each other. Your problem is you're not communicating with your Creator. Number four, they cannot do it. Only God can. Number five, hear me now. 90% of the people in this room are in slavery to the behavior of others. We're enslaved. We are totally slaves to the behavior of somebody else. Do you want your happiness to be enslaved according to the behavior of another person? Do you want your happiness captured by another person? So if they do not do what you think they ought to do, you will not have your happiness. Why don't you decide to be free and let Him give you joy and happiness? We're expecting our friends to do God-like work. We're expecting our friends to do more than they can do. And we're taking from God the thing that only God can do. And we're refusing to take from God what God offers us. Look, everybody in this room this morning wants to be happy. That's one thing we all have in common. We want to be happy. Everybody in this room this morning wants peace. Everybody in this room this morning wants to have joy. We may try to get it different places. We may not agree on anything else. But there's one thing that all of us have in common, and that is all of us want to have joy. And my Bible says that God is the source of joy, and God is the source of happiness. And God is supposed to supply my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I refuse to place on you the burden of a bad sermon. If I don't preach a good sermon, I'll not say it's the congregation's fault. Because I'm not supposed to get my inspiration from you. I'm supposed to get my inspiration from Him. Now, anything you feed back to me, it's a bonus, and delightful bonus. But the creation of my joy to preach to you this morning does not come from you, it comes from Him. Now, the degree of my enjoying preaching the sermon might come from you. But I am not going to saddle you with the responsibility of destroying this service this morning. I'm not going to do it. Nor am I going to saddle you with the responsibility of destroying my life. I'm not going to do that. I am not going to expect you to do what only God can do. Oh, we blame each other. You have destroyed my life. Nobody can destroy your life but you. Nobody. And you can only destroy it if you refuse to drink of the fountain of joy that God offers to all men. I will not give you the presence of my happiness. I will let you increase my happiness. I will not give you the right to create my joy. I will let you increase my joy. I will not give you the right, I will not give you the responsibility, nor the right, nor privilege to determine my contentment. I'll let you increase that, but I won't let you create it. I'll say it again. Your problem, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, and I know what I'm talking about. Your problem this morning is not in a human relationship. Your problem is a divine relationship. And if you're not happy today, you have no right to blame anybody but yourself, because happiness is available to all people free of charge. He gives that. It's not fair. It is not fair for one human being to lay the burden of deity on another. It's not fair. It's not right. I'm expecting you to do for me only what God can do. That's not fair to you. And by the way, it's not fair for you to expect me to do only what God can do for you. God alone is the source of all happiness and contentment. And what are you to do? What am I to do? Number one, properly relate myself to God. Look, I wish you could live my life. God's been good to me. But I wish you could live a life with the enemies I have. I don't mean that. I wish you could know that I know what I'm preaching about this morning. Do you know that I've spent my life lifting the spirits of people, humanly speaking, or higher than mine? If the average person in this room this morning had one tenth of the criticism I'm getting right now in this service, I got my son's good, you wouldn't sleep tonight. But I got it all over the world, all over the nation. I've got folks given to my destruction. You wouldn't sleep at all. I'll sleep fine tonight, thank you. You know why? Because my sleep doesn't come from you. My sleep comes from Him. He begiveth His beloved sleep. And you toss and you tumble and you fret and you stew and you're blaming others. It's not the fault of others. It's not the fault of your enemies because you're not happy. It's not the fault of your wife because you're not happy. It's not the fault because of your friend because you're not happy. It's not the fault of your neighbor because you're not happy. It's not the fault of your critic because you're not happy. It is your fault because you have not appropriated the divine source of all joy, happiness, and peace. Goes back to what Mrs. Rice said, and you've heard me say it often. Mrs. Rice says, Dr. John, I was in the front seat of a car. Preacher was driving, Dr. Mrs. Rice in the back seat. I overheard them talking. Mrs. Rice said, John R., do you love me? He said, yes, I do. She said, why do you love me? He says, because the Bible tells me to. She said, John R., that does not turn me on. He said, yeah, but it won't turn me off either. Somehow, if I could take the people in this room this morning, and if I could cause you to quit blaming other people because they're not God, that's what you're doing. You're not God. You're not God. You're not giving me what only God can give me. Well, of course they can't give it to you. God is the source of joy. God is the source of peace. God is the source of contentment. God is the source of happiness. And nobody's going to give it to you. You say, well, the house, why have friends? Follow me carefully. I'll close. I am a whole person. Bob O'Claire is a whole person. I come to Bob O'Claire, and I use him because he's one I'm thinking about this morning. He's prayed a while ago, or tried to. Wasn't a very good prayer, but he's the one I thought about last. Now, Bob O'Claire and I come to each other. We enjoy being together. Now, follow carefully. We enjoy being together, but we do not get our joy from being together. I'm looking for somebody who looks intelligent. I got a mirror. Why? He comes to me with his joy. He's a whole person. He's not a half that comes to me and I'm the other half. He's a whole and I'm a whole. We come together as two complete human beings bringing our joy to each other. So he can give me more enjoyment from the joy that he received from the source of joy, and I can give him more enjoyment that I receive from the source of joy. So we're not two halves coming together to make a whole. We're two wholes coming together to share God's joy with each other. Now, why don't you decide to do two or three things? Number one, why don't you decide to quit blaming anybody else because of your unhappiness? Just decide right now, from this moment forward, I'll never blame anybody else because I'm unhappy. Number two, you stop and realize that it's unfair to cause anybody to bear the responsibility that they cannot bear. Number three, you relate yourself with your God properly and communicate with Him properly. And then you can come together to receive enjoyment from your life's relationships and delight that does not weight them down with the burden of your entire disposition, gives them not at all the possibility of destroying your disposition, but gives them the blessed privilege of only doing you good and not doing you bad, because they are not required by you to do what they cannot do and what only God can do. Now this morning, you get your peace from Him. My peace give I unto thee. Not the peace the world giveth, but my peace give I unto thee. My God shall supply all, not most, all, not some, all your need. That's His business. Then once all our needs have been supplied and we all have peace and joy and happiness, we can get together and have a ball. I'm sorry, have fun. Why? Because nobody's burdened down with having to keep the party happy. Nobody has the responsibility of keeping the thing going. We come to God with joy in our souls already. Not to give somebody else joy, but to enhance somebody else's joy. And that comes through Christ, and only through Him. Our Heavenly Father, as I almost always do, I hurt to try to help. I travail to try to give birth of a truth in the breast of somebody. And this morning I stand here behind this pulpit knowing beyond any shadow of a doubt that God's book has the answer, and what I preach this morning is the answer. And yet people will turn and walk away. We wouldn't hate anybody if we believed this truth. We wouldn't blame anybody for anything if we believed this truth. Somehow, may some people get it. Our heads are bowed.